can win tickets, because the tickets are between $35 and $40 depending on the given day, right?
Yes.
So can you tell our listeners how they can get tickets?
You can buy tickets online. This Friday, Saturday, and next Saturday, they will be $40 a ticket, but every other day, it's only $35 a ticket with tax.
Website and get
them from our website. So right on the website, and can you give
at SchaeferFarms.com.
At SchaeferFarms.com, and then people can just purchase their tickets there. And when they purchase a ticket,
there'll be a link at the top right corner.
When they purchase a ticket, does it tell them, do they have to select a day, or can they use it for...
You have to select a day.
Okay, so they would have to select their day, and then they would know which day they're going.
Yes.
Because I suppose you also have a head count also. So how many people can you fit into the one activity at a time?
For each wagon, we can fit about 40 people on a wagon.
40 to 45 people, depending on how big they are.
Like the little kids, you can fit a lot more with the teenagers.
24-foot wagon, and they have sides all around the outside so nobody could fall off. They have hay bales
you sit on.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you have about 7 wagons, is that correct?
Yes.
Wow, so you have a nice amount of people for each event that's going through.
So a wagon goes out probably about every 5 to 6 minutes, so it keeps the people moving.
So the lines don't get too long.
They don't get too long. Sometimes Saturday they'll get a little bit long, but they're right in front of the line is a DJ, and he's very entertaining. Plus, some of our actors go between the people, too. Like, my wife is Bubba Bushka. She's a character.
She's a character. A scary character, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's like a Russian police lady, and she's...
She puts spells on people. Yes. She gives things out.
Yeah. And it keeps people in line. We put light people that shoots light, so we know. Just the things to speed things along and more entertainment.
And all the teenagers are on one wagon, all the older people are one wagon, or at least that's how we try to do it on the busier nights.
Right, so that people can actually have fun at their level. So
yes.
That's pretty cool.
And
families also, do you try to keep people with little children on?
Yes,
on
all
a separate
the families
also?
Stay together.
Yeah, so that sounds like a lot of fun. I cannot wait to go. And we are going to break for commercial, and when we return, we're going to continue our topic.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, we're back, and we're with Chris and Morgan Schaefer, and we're talking about a frightening night out. So I wanted to ask you, do you have any crazy stories that you can share with us about something that happened in one of your previous events, your previous terror events?
Yes. We have a tally board on the wall to see how many times we can make the people getting scared pee their pants, which is pretty exciting. And it's like a contest for all the monsters to see, it's like, how scary can you be?
So when they try to scare these people, they're obviously scaring them a lot for them to have to do that. Did you ever have someone actually perform that function?
Yeah.
Really?
I have this clown right outside my set, and he jumped in the middle of my act, and the person got so scared, they just peed their pants right there.
Wow. Always think of that as a saying, not something that could really happen, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So when you're, do you have anything new in this form of terror, or I'm sorry, form of horror that you have new for this year?
Yes, actually, between the Trail of Terror and the graveyard, we have an apocalypse scene where you're walking through like old cars and trailers, and there's zombies crawling around under the vehicles and coming to get you, and you have to get out of there as quick as you can. It's pretty scary.
Right. So, and how about the themes? I know that you, when we spoke before, you said that you changed the themes every few years.
For the last couple of years, the carnival was Renaissance themed, and now it is like an apocalypse. Like, you're right in the middle. It's starting. It's happening right now, and the virus is spreading, and you have to try to keep safe and not let any of the monsters get you, because it's the virus.
So people are trying to run away and not catch this virus. Is this the first year with the virus?
This is actually the second year.
It's the second year with the virus. Right. So can you tell us a couple of themes you had before? So you said that you had a Renaissance.
Yes.
What did you have before that?
We originally, it became the Carnival of Chaos, because a long while ago it used to be clowns. So the name just stuck.
You'd be surprised how many people are afraid of clowns.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. They look
terrified.
Scary.
Yeah.
And then it was witches for a couple years, and nursery rhymes. We did that 1 year, and serial killers we did 1 year. That was pretty cool. We had Bloody Face, the guy that skins people, and he had a room full of skins that he made, but they were just props.
Do people have to sign a disclaimer or something?
Nope.
No.
So if they're there, they purchased their ticket, then they're willing to be afraid.
Yes. And we have the monster protectors if you're too scared.
Right. So the monster protectors are actually what gives people a way to go in and still enjoy it.
Yes.
Because
still
they know
be with your
be
family
safe.
Without being
it's
scared.
Entertainment. Entertainment.
Yes. Right. A lot of it is entertainment. Like the hayride.
There's
it's
comedy.
Too hard to scare 40 people on a wagon, so it's like a show. They're acting. The one of the sets is
voodoo.
No, what's that tall guy, the scary guy?
Slenderman.
Yes, Slenderman. He comes out from the corner, and he takes a girl away, just like in the video game. And it's more of entertainment than it is like he's gonna. But it's still pretty scary. Slenderman is a scary dude.
Yeah, so it's entertainment. And people come back year on year again. They just keep coming because they enjoy it so much.
Yes,
so
it's a fun night out. And it's different every time.
So is it every wagon has also like a little bit of a different theme? Is that what it happens also?
There's different wagon riders. It's not really much of a different theme as much as they have different personalities. So, like, being on a wagon rider with someone who's loud and exciting, or someone who's quiet and creepy, you're going to have a different experience.
Right, so they have different experiences. So for those people who want to go multiple times in a year, do they request to go on different wagons?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of people that request different wagon riders.
Right. So they can have, like, the whole experience, right? And what's the time frame on this? So when someone comes in, how long are they being treated to terror?
It starts at 7. That's when we start loading up the wagons. And it takes about an hour, right?
An hour
about an hour and a half.
15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's between an hour to an hour and a half.
Yep.
So, and it depends, I guess it depends
on how fast you walk.
Right. It depends how fast the people who are coming. Do people get dressed up for this?
Some do, but we prefer you don't, so that the actors don't get confused.
Okay, so you do prefer that people don't come in dressed up.
Correct.
Right, because some people might also look just as scary as one of the actors.
For our control.
Right. Okay, so it's best for them not to come in and do that. Okay, so so you said you've been doing it since you were 10 years old.
Yes.
Do you have any scary stories?
When I was little, the first character I was tiny. I was short because I was only 10, and I wore all black and a black wig that covered my face, and I'd come out of the darkness and then disappear. It looked like the girl from The Ring, and it was terrifying. People right. were like, what the hell was that, and where did it go?
Her mother was there, too. Her mother was...
she was there. She came out and gave the boo scare after I confused the heck out of them.
Right, so you confused them, and then she scared them even further. That's so cool. Yeah, and so this is definitely a family affair. Do you get dressed up as well?
He's in charge of everything. If anything goes wrong, we send him after it.
Right.
I pretty much make sure everybody has what they need, and I run the front.
So you're the control, basically. You're controlling everything, making sure everything is going smoothly and running tightly.
And his brother, Uncle Billy, runs around and fixes all the animatronics that go wrong, or if a light goes out, he runs out and fix it, and then he takes care of the people part of it.
And Renee, his girlfriend, she does a lot of this. She acts in the graveyard, and she does a lot of the, when things are wrong, she's there, or somebody, if there's an incident, she's in the back. They handle more of the back, and I handle more of the front.
Right, so Renee tends to be the one who handles everything, even though she's acting as well.
Yes, a lot of, like me, my mom, and Renee, we're all taking care of things in costume.
Oh, in costume, so all basically still helping out and taking care of things. I could imagine, because it seems like such a big operation that you would need to do that.
Yes.
And then, so I guess you have employees that are working the farm, that's, you know, the food and all of those things as well. Yeah, so that sounds like a lot of fun. So with the people who do this, obviously it's seasonal. So what types of people come in to audition to become a monster?
It takes all kinds of kinds.
All walks of life.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah, all different. We have older people, younger people. It's pretty cool.
Some come back every year. Some are new people. It's
some just come for 1 year. We have a couple of families that act.
Oh, so you have families. Do they act like spooky families or scary monsters, like families of monsters, or do they
tend to... They all get split up, but they all come together and leave together. It's pretty cool.
Right, so they can get split up. So they'll basically do whatever's best for the
whatever their
event.
Yes.
One of our sets this year, we did something new, is a fire breather. He does a fire show where he breathes fire, twirls fire. Mm-hmm. And eats fire.
That's my favorite. It just disappears right in his mouth. It's really cool. It's one of my favorite things. I forgot about that.
Oh, so you have a fire breather also. I guess that's really interesting also to people who like dragons.
Yes. We also have a fire breathing dragon.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
That sounds so cool.
And
yeah.
My brother built it many years ago, and then
I rebuilt Morgan it. Rebuilt I gave him it. Cool, realistic wings, and his face is actually made out of tin, but he looks just like a metallic, shiny dragon.
Right.
And out comes the fire.
And then out comes the
And
fire.
She has two little babies this year.
Ooh, nice. So this is new? The babies are new this year?
Yes.
Very good. So people can actually also see everything as it grows.
Yes.
You know,
each
I know...
year it's different.
My next-door neighbor absolutely loves Halloween, and I really believe that he should charge, because he starts setting up so early, and his whole yard becomes, you know, this very scary place. He actually has two sections, you know, like an L shape, and one side you can't even bring anybody who's under 10 years old, because they would be so frightened. And I always think, wow, you know, he should charge, because he does such a great job. So you guys must just love Halloween.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite seasons.
And do you have anyone in your family that just is just too afraid, deadly afraid to even participate?
No, but he's too afraid to watch scary movies.
So you do this, but then you are afraid to watch scary movies.
Yeah.
You don't like them.
There's certain ones.
So I absolutely love scary movies.
Me
I think
too.
It's great. Yeah, so I think that, you know, going to something like this is like a scary movie. So you probably get mostly people who love scary movies.
Yeah, but there's some people that come and we give them the monster protectors that don't.
Yeah. So they
pretty
can
cool.
definitely come in and still have a great time and enjoy it with their friends or family and get scared a little bit and not
be horrified.
Be horrified. Yeah. So
some of it's comedy.
Yeah, it's a hayride.
Some of the tour guides are comedian type, and well, not this year, but we used to have the food truck. What was that called?
Butcher Betty's.
Butcher Betty, where they had all kinds of food.
Roadkill food, pretty cool.
Yeah, and they would throw gummy worms and stuff out into the.
So you have comedy as well. So it's a real nice combination so everybody can have fun.
A little bit of everything.
So can you give us an example of one of the comedies, you know, comedy skits or?
Not comedy, but one of the really entertaining ones this year, we have a doll making set where there's a room, the set is full of porcelain dolls, which are just creepy on their own, but they're not scary. And, he has a doll that he made, but he wants it to have new eyes. So he scooped her eyes out, and he's looking for a new set of eyes, and he's checking all of the wagons that come in for the perfect set of eyes.
Wow, okay, yeah, that does sound pretty scary. I know just like the dolls themselves, that's kind of creepy. So I would like you to just tell audience again how they can get tickets for this.
Yes, you can buy tickets online at schaeferfarms.com. And on the top right-hand corner, there's a link for the Farm of Horrors, and it takes you to Haunt Pay where you can buy your tickets.
You can also buy them at the door in our farm stand with all our other hot cider and apple donuts and
pies.
And they can buy them with credit card or cash, and there's an ATM.
There's an ATM as well.
So if somebody needs more money or if they forgot to bring some, they can do that. So would you suggest that someone who wants to go in and have that full experience and do everything, including shopping, that they shop before or after?
Before, I'd recommend, because the stand does close at 10. So if you are on the last wagon at 10 o'clock, it will be closed by the time you get out. But
the food usually stays.
Yeah, the food
11.
Stays open.
Till 11.
But if you want a full stomach in the cold night, I'd recommend getting food before you leave.
Okay, and then people who are buying vegetables and things like that also before they.
Yes. So you can leave it or. Yes, just buy stuff before you go from the farm stand.
Yeah, and it's cool enough. I'm sure they can leave it in their cars.
Yes.
It's not like they need to worry. It's almost like refrigerated, right?
Yes.
So they can
if
do that.
If you come early enough, we're still open, though.
Yep.
Okay, and what are your hours?
For the Haunted Hayride, it starts at 7, but you can get your tickets at 6:30.
And we'd recommend that for the next two Saturdays and upcoming Friday.
Right, because the next two Saturdays are really going to be
very busy.
Very busy, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm really glad to let the word out because people always ask, you know, what can we do? What's something new, and it's so odd that there's things like this that's been around for so long, but a lot of people just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, some spooky things going on, and I know people in this area who have to go all the way down the shore and beyond so that they can be scared, and this is available
right here.
Yeah.
We actually have people that come from Staten Island, the Bronx, Brooklyn. They come from all over.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah, because it's such a cool activity, and people do love to be scared.
And I forgot, there's a new thing this year. We have the flashlight maze at night. If it's just a corn maze where you can go and get lost, and there's no scary people in there, but all you have is a flashlight to find your way out in the dark.
The flashlight.
And you can keep the flashlight, too.
Yep, we give out.
So then they get their own flashlight. They can try to come out. So do families go in there with little kids, or?
It's mostly for, like, before you get on the hayride.
Okay.
So you can go and experience that.
Right, so it's
like
pretty
a pre-scare.
Much one of the pre-scares, right?
Set the scene.
We have some people that come from further away. They'll come and go to the pumpkin picking and then the beer tasting, and then they'll stay right on through to the night and go to the nighttime hayride.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Right, so they can come in and
from far away. You can
what time do you open?
In the morning, it's 9:30.
At 9:30, so people can actually come in at 9:30 and
sure.
Stay all day and all night.
The yep. Hayrides start at 10. The daytime hayrides.
And those daytime hayrides are probably the ones that are more, something that people who have younger children
yes,
would
it's
go on.
Yes, it's very nice for
all
younger kids because you
family,
go straight out to the pumpkin patch and pick your pumpkin.
And there's
gourds. And
there. There's lots
of cool.
No waiting hardly at all. They just get on and out they go. Come back and get your pumpkins and do all their shopping.
Okay, so your fall activities really start very early in the season, and they go through. So when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about other activities that are offered at the farm.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. A confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hello, we're back with Chris and Morgan Schaefer, and we're talking about the Farm of Horror. And we're going to have a giveaway later on. We're going to speak more about it. But can you just tell us about the giveaway?
Yes, we're giving away 4 tickets to a lucky winner for the Farm of Horrors. And it's good for any day, this year or next year, if you can't make it this year. And we're also giving away T-shirts, Farm of Horror T-shirts with our Scarecrow logo. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Thank you. Yes. And we'll give you a little more information about that later on. So stay tuned so you can hear about our giveaway. Before we continue, we are going to just give away from last week's winnings. So we are giving away a $100 gift certificate. It's a Visa card, so you can use it anywhere and everywhere, as well as a book. And the name of the book is Your Brain in Love. And when we had Dr. Earl Helsman on, he offered us this gift. And the winner is Alex McMahon. And he is from Orlando, Florida. And thank you, Orlando, for listening to A Pure Component. And we will continue now with Chris and Megan. And I wanted to ask you about your winter activities. I know you have activities all year round, and our listeners would love to hear about it. So can you tell us about that?
Yes. In the winter, we have a variety of different Christmas trees that you can pick from. And we have wreaths and other Christmas things, but the trees are really fun. You get to come and pick out your Christmas tree, and we load it up and put it on your car for you.
And also, we have Santa Claus to visit, and he you can have your picture taken with him and tell him everything you want to get for Christmas.
Very nice. And then just moving along across the year, so what do you have in spring?
Early spring, or whenever Easter is, we have Easter egg hunts. We do that 4 times on the weekends.
They get a hayride out to the field where the Easter Bunny put candy in Easter eggs.
And you get 10 to 12 eggs per kid, and you try to find the golden egg where you can get a prize at the end.
Oh, so the child that finds the golden egg gets a prize. That's so cool.
Yep. Yep, a lot of people come for that. It's very
You get a picture
tradition.
With the Easter Bunny.
And the Easter Bunny.
And everybody gets a picture with the Easter Bunny.
Yes, yeah. And yeah. Unless you're scared. We have some kids that are a little too scared to take a picture.
Right, it could be scary like clowns, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody who's small enough, it could be like a clown scary. So they can get a little bit scared in the spring as well.
Yeah.
And how about your summer activities?
In the summer, we have bedding plants and all different kinds of stuff. We have flowers and every Sunday we have an open air market where you can come, and there's all different kinds of vendors. I paint skulls from the farm, and I have little trinkets for people that they can buy.
We have our food truck out that sells our
breakfast food.
We have our own eggs and
pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
You can get hot dogs, hamburgers. A lot of fun stuff there.
And on the farm, is it all year long? I know you also sell meat products, so people can buy beef and pork.
Yes.
Is that all year long?
We close a couple days in the winter. We're not sure which days yet, but yes, we're open almost all year long.
So it would really behoove people to go on your website and check out dates so that they know when they can do all of these festive activities.
SchaeferFarms.com.
And that's SchaeferFarms.com, where you can also go and purchase your tickets for the Farm of Horror. And just, do you guys have any last words or final words and thoughts that you want to share with our audience?
Come out and visit.
Yeah, we'll scare the yell out of you.
That's right.
Make
I love that.
Make your screams come true.
I love that. They will scare the yell out of you. That is great. So now we're just going to just come to our conclusion. Thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate it. We do have a giveaway, and this is how it works. You will go on to Facebook, facebook.com/apurecomponent tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 18th. At 1 p.m., and you can go in until next week on Wednesday at 12 noon. And there's going to be three questions regarding our interview today. All you need to do is answer those questions, and anybody who answers the questions will be put into our drawing, and then you get drawn out, usually by the next guests, you're drawn out, and then that person will win 4 tickets. And what's cool is that even though the tickets are supposed to be $40 on Saturdays, if you can just make it on Saturdays, they will be accepted. And it's $35 for every other day. And what you're going to do is you'll get 4 tickets so you and your family or friends can go and get the yell scared out of you. Thank you so much for joining us at A Pure Component, where we link spirit and science. And join us next week when we talk to Ann Cuviello about psychic energy. Thank you so much for joining us.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland has passed away. The former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, who also chaired the GOP National Committee, says the Baltimore representative was dedicated to helping people.
He cared so deeply about not just the city of Baltimore, but the state of Maryland and the country of the United States. And he brought that passion every day in the Congress.
Cummings staffers say he had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Congressman Elijah Cummings was 68. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now in Turkey, pushing for a ceasefire in northern Syria, set to meet with the Turkish president. Although the Turkish president, who sent in military forces last week after President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of the region, says he will not agree to a ceasefire. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. ambassador to the European Union says President Trump instructed him to run Ukraine policy through Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. In an opening statement to House investigators, Gordon Sondland said he was disappointed but did comply with the president's order. He's being deposed behind closed doors now in the House impeachment inquiry. Megyn Kelly is calling for an independent investigation into how NBC handled sexual misconduct allegations aimed at former Today Show host Matt Lauer. On Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Kelly said there were needs to have an independent look into whether NBC executives put dollars ahead of decency. The Lauer allegations are back in the spotlight thanks to a new book from Ronan Farrow. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were around 214,000. That's up more than 4,000 than the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico could threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, as the National Hurricane Center says there is a 60% chance that the system will turn into a tropical cyclone over the next few days. The Hurricane Center says the Gulf Coast can expect gusty winds, rough surf, and rain later this week and into the weekend. The fate of the Hollywood Ripper is now up to an L.A. jury. Michael Gargiulo was convicted of murdering two women and trying to kill a third, and the jury is now deliberating whether to give him the death penalty or life in prison. The 43-year-old attacking women who lived near him in various parts of Los Angeles County between 2001 and 2008. He's also wanted on charges. He killed a neighbor near Chicago back in 1993. And a Utah trooper is being called a hero after pulling an unconscious man out of a vehicle just seconds before it was struck by a train. A dramatic dash cam video showing the trooper, Ruben Carrera, running to the vehicle that was parked on the railroad tracks north of Salt Lake City, desperately trying to get the man out in time. Another trooper can be heard yelling that the train is coming, Correa pulling the man out just in a nick of time, the oncoming train then smashing the vehicle, sending it flying some 30 feet. The driver of the vehicle and the trooper were both uninjured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.